Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget philhenryshow.com for all your internet needs. And you can pick up a copy of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD there as well. It's $23.50, $3.50. So shipping and handling, $20 goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Haven't had on the show for a while Harvey Wireman, who is an attorney at law, lives in San Marino, is on the line with us. And I'm very glad that you joined us today, Harvey. And I know that this is a day of significance, and I guess it's a memoriam a little bit for you, but I know that you lost Gladys 4 years ago.
Yes, I did, Phil.
And we're very happy that you called us, at least to remember her with us, to let people know.
Thank you.
Yeah, but to let people know you're an attorney at law, retired now, but you worked for some 40 years with the ACLU. You were in.
I was involved with a lot of different. Cases, Phil, a lot of different people. I still do some consulting and some pro bono work, and had a good career. And
she was with you every step of the way, huh?
She was with me every step of the way. She married me on September 1st, which was her mother had passed on. And we had been with her family, and she said to me, let's get married. And I said, let's do it. And that was back in 1950, and we were married a lot of years, Phil, all the way up until her death, obviously. And for all of us, you know, it was a difficult thing.
46 years, huh?
46 years we were married, yeah.
Now, I know that your wife, Gladys passed on, was it on Leap Day?
Well, let me tell you, this is the anniversary of her death, and I want to give her respect. And
I don't mean any disrespect.
I know you don't, Phil, but Gladys died this day 4 years ago. It was a Leap Day, 1996, and the reason why I know it is because that morning I'd been watching the television. And this guy, the black guy who was on the Today Show.
Brian Gumbel.
Brian Gumbel. I remember hearing him say, oh, and today's Leap Day, for all of you who don't know that. And I didn't think anything about it. And an hour later, Gladys had her stroke, and we took her to the hospital, and she was dead about 45 minutes after that. So she went very quickly. And that was about an hour after I heard this Brian Gumbel, this guy.
Yeah, he was the host of the Today Show. And
yeah, I want to finish the story.
Okay.
And that's when I heard him say, oh, today's Leap Day, 1996 or some crap like that. So here comes this morning.
Today is Leap Day.
Yeah, let me finish the story. Here comes this morning. And I remember the day, 4 years ago today, my wife passed on. And I'm watching TV again. And guess who I hear on TV? Phil, guess who?
Was it Brian Gumbel?
Brian Gumbel. And I hear this guy say, oh, and today's Leap Day. And I instinctively, and I was in the kitchen at the time. And I was having some breakfast, and I've got a small Motorola television set in the kitchen. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about the day ahead, and my thoughts, of course, had been about Gladys since I woke up. And he says that today's Leap Day, and I instinctively grabbed the Motorola, grabbed the television set, and I threw it against a wall and broke the goddamn thing. And
you watch some language, okay?
What?
Why, if you wouldn't mind watching your language.
About what?
Because this is what I got into some trouble with some certain affiliates, okay? The GD.
Ouch. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm hearing everything you're saying. So you heard Brian Gumbel.
I heard this guy, Brian Gumbel. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
And this ass is on there. Oh, today's Leap Day. And I picked that GD television set up and I threw it against the wall. I have been grieving for 4 years, and this ass is on TV saying, and if you were born, 16 years ago, you're actually only four. And if you were born, whatever the Christ it is, you know, 24 years ago, you're only 6. And if you were born 32 years ago, well, you're only 8. And I'm thinking to myself, you sorry son of a bitch. Does that mean I've been, my wife's only been dead a year? That I've been grieving for 4 years for my wife. And I told you something. So here's Brian Gumbel. And here he is talking about this.
What is the problem with Brian Gumbel? Because he...
Because it's this ass who I heard when my wife died. And again, I hear the ass the day on the anniversary of her death. Brian Gumbel, today's leap year, or leap day, or whatever the Christ it is. If I had a nickel for every Jack Ball I heard say, today's leap day, I'd be a rich son of a bitch. I don't give a crap if it's leap day. My wife died on leap day. I lost the most meaningful...
Harvey.
Hold on.
I understand it, okay?
I lost the most meaningful part of my life when my wife passed on, and I got Brian Gumbo so goddamn happy that my wife died. And
I don't think he's happy that your wife died, okay? He's a...
Well, why is he so freaking happy about goddamn leap day? And who are these people? Every time I turn around, there's a woman who she wants to make leap day on the calendar. Pretty damn flippant about my tragedy. And the fact that I lost my wife.
And I wouldn't take it personally. I wouldn't take this personally. Nobody knows that your wife died on leap day. And yes, I know you've been grieving for 4 years.
Well, what is this, everybody with the, today's leap day? And the other thing, I got a friend of mine. He works down at, we have a legal hotline, okay? In other words, a group of attorneys, we get together and we answer phone calls and take legal, we give legal advice, okay? It's something I do a couple of days a week.
Right.
One of these sons of bitches, his birthday is on leap day. And he's saying to me, oh, Jesus Christ, Harvey, I only have a birthday every 4 goddamn years. And I'm like, what do I give a sweet Jesus about that? I said, here's a nickel. Call some son of a bitch that cares. Or what you ought to do is go call that Brian Gumbo. Because
Brian Gumbel.
What did I say?
Brian Gumbo, okay? Brian.
Well, who cares? Call that son of a bitch because he's so happy about leap day. And, you know, so what? Instead of putting it on the calendar with so that every son of a bitch out there can figure it out, I got an idea what we ought to do with leap day. And
you got a problem. I don't know if your problem's leap day or not, or your problem is that your wife passed on and this is the day, and you're angry about that, and I don't blame you, okay? But you're extremely, you know, you're what are you transferring all this stuff onto Brian Gumbo? I mean, Brian Gumbel for when it's about...
It's about the flippant way that guy is on TV, and today's leap day, so why don't you sit on a corkscrew and open your ass up, or whatever the hell you're supposed to do. And today's leap day, let me say something to you, Phil, seriously. I got an idea about leap day. And
no, but you know what I'm saying?
I got an idea.
No, you know what I'm saying? You're transferring anger onto some TV personality because today is the anniversary of your wife's death, leap day, okay? And yes, I know you've been grieving 4 years. It hasn't been 1 year.
Let me tell you something, Phil, in all seriousness. I don't give a good goddamn. You can be anybody you want to be. But I get so sick and tired of listening to these people about their GD leap day. I don't care about it.
No, but it ain't about leap day. It's about you being mad about your wife dying, okay?
Look, don't psychoanalyze me. I know that it's about this gumball asshole and that leap day thing that he was doing. And
so if there wasn't any Brian Gumbel and there wasn't any leap day, you wouldn't be angry that this is the anniversary of your wife's death?
Sure, I'd be angry.
Then why don't you admit it, okay?
But I wouldn't be sitting... In other words, my grief is made doubly serious by the fact that that ass, leap day, I think they ought to take every son of a bitch that was born on a leap day and put them on their knees and put the pistol right behind their ear and fire so that there won't be too many bone fragments. And
oh man!
No, I really mean.
You don't mean that at all, okay?
No, I really.
What do you? Were you talking about putting a pistol behind somebody's ear and firing so there won't be too many bone fragments? What is it that you're angry about? What?
Leap day, for Jesus' sake! Are you listening to me?
I'm having a hard time. I think you're transferring some anger onto leap day people.
What? All of a sudden, you're Dr. Laura. Who's the broad on the radio?
I got to take a break, okay?
No, who's the broad?
Hold on for a minute, okay? No, I am not Dr. Laura. 1-800-449-8686. Leap day here with attorney at law Harvey Wireman.
Give a crap about it, though.
I understand it. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, on the line with us. This is the anniversary of the death of his wife, Gladys. She died 4 years ago today. And I know a lot of times you'll talk with us and, you know, commiserate.
Well, I think a lot about her. And I remember everything that we did together. And I've tried to keep the memory of her and the memory of our marriage alive in a good and a positive light. And then, you know, things happen like what happened today.
The leap day thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, she died on a leap day. Every leap day when I'm trying to think about my wife, I got to hear somebody say, oh, it's leap day. You know, like I give a sweet Christ whether their birthday's today or...
What is it that angers you about it?
Well, the thing that angers me are all these, you know, these jackasses who are bitching about not having a birthday. Who gives a crap? Have your birthday on March the 1st. I give a sweet. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but the whole thing about putting a pistol behind their ear.
I'm telling you that everybody that ever opened their mouth about a leap day ought to be shot execution style. And that,
you don't mean it, and I know that you don't mean it. I'm going to take a call.
I swear to God.
I'm going to take a phone call here. Brooklyn, Maine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Wireman. Hi, I guess since you've been talking about leap day year all this time, we have to shoot you first. But aside from that...
Why?
I'm
the guy that's been reminded of this.
Anger against Bryant
when
Gumbel.
My wife died four
Hello?
Years ago
Mr.
on
Wireman.
This day, okay?
Mr. Wireman, I got to say, I'm
hello?
Sorry your wife died.
Hello?
And Mr. Wireman.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah,
I don't.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can
Good,
hear
okay.
you.
My
I don't,
wife
I,
died
listen,
4 years ago
listen,
on this day.
We heard that. I've heard
we,
that.
Who's we?
I'm
you
sorry
got a,
your
you,
wife
you
died.
You got a rocket in your pocket? Who's we?
Listen.
Don't talk to me like I'm some goddamn kid. I
well,
lost my
I've
wife.
I've been married 33 years. I'm 56
I was
years
married,
old. You're not impressing me. Because,
I was married
listen,
over
Mr.
40
Mr. Gumbel doesn't
40
know
years.
Your wife died. What has it got to do with Gumbel?
What's that
if you don't like Gumbel,
of...
turn the radio off. Turn the
Gumbel.
Radio off. Turn the TV off.
Hold
Have
on
your
for
birthday
minute.
Whenever you want it.
Gumbel was on the TV talking about whoopee-doo. It's leap day.
But why should you care?
My wife died on leap day.
So turn the TV off. Don't bother with Gumbel. I don't like him either.
You don't like Gumbel?
No, I don't
well, then
like
why,
him.
Why are we angry at each other?
I'm not angry at you. I'm really, really very curious to know whether or not
he's asking the same question that I asked. Why are you transferring all of this anger onto Bryant Gumbel?
I'm transferring anger. I'm not transferring anger on Gumbel. I'm saying that Gumbel was on TV this morning. I instinctively threw the television set against the wall. What do you call that?
Rage.
God damn it. You got it. You
it's
got it.
It's not transvestite rage. It's TV rage. But
transvestite
Mr.
rage?
Yeah, but Mr. Gumbel doesn't know that your wife died. He doesn't even care.
I'm not. I don't, well, the son of a bitch had better be more sensitive to people. He doesn't have to know about my wife. But when he opens his big bazoo and starts dancing all over the screen about leap day, he's bugging me. And he ought to know about who he's bugging, don't you think, if that's what he's going to do for a living?
No, because that, no. Simply
no?
Because then every comment about many, many other things, he could never open his mouth. I mean, it just happens to be the calendar is...
Let me ask you something. You got some kind of a thing for leap day?
No, I don't care about it. It doesn't affect me at all.
All right.
Neither does 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night. I couldn't care less.
That's
I don't care about it.
That's the way I feel about it.
Right.
But you got these jackasses that want to put it on the calendar.
Well, it makes no difference. They can put all the stuff they want on the calendar. It's just something I can't get excited about.
I'm going to say something to you. You sound like you're a younger man than me.
I'm 57.
You better honor every day that you're with your wife, and you better thank the Lord above that you've got her, okay?
Well, I do. I mean, I wouldn't want to see her gone either. But
that's right. But when I heard that, you're the gumbo guy, and then I heard Gladys fall in the bedroom. I heard this ass say, whoopee-doo, it's leap day, or whatever he said. I heard her fall, and 45 minutes later, she was gone.
Okay, so this is the connection.
What?
It's sensory memory. You hear gumbo, or whatever. His name's Gumble, by the way, okay?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't hear anybody.
All right. You hear him say, hey, it's leap day, and then your wife died, and you're making a sensory connection between him and this very tragic experience. You can't say that, but what you've done is you've made him the cause of her death.
Bull crap.
No, you have. You've somehow created this in your mind, that he caused the death of your wife. And if you really believe that, what the hell are you, this man made a good point. Why are you listening to this guy on the anniversary of your wife's death?
Oh, don't give me that psychobabble bullcrap.
It's not psychobabble. It's not psychobabble.
Why?
Harvey, listen, if you just, on that day, on that anniversary every year, turn off the radios, turn off the TVs, go take a walk down to the beach or into the forest or down the street, go have a few drinks in a bar and talk to your wife as you walk along and as you have a drink, just talk to her and forget all these other idiots that are out there talking about leap year or any other anniversary date. It's all meaningless anyway. You're just getting too worked up on one small point that's of to no avail whatsoever. It doesn't help you. It doesn't do anything for you. You shouldn't even bother about it.
Well, this gumbo ass, why is he still on TV?
Well, we can't get into that on this program, of course. And
I see.
That's a forbidden area.
Why is that?
Because we can't act. It may be a free country, but we're not really allowed to totally express ourselves.
We can't?
And not get.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Wireman is with us. He is an attorney and has advised us on this show on legal matters. This is the fourth anniversary of his wife Gladys's death. She died in February of 1996. It is also Leap Day. And, Harvey...
I know. Somehow I have transferred my hostility onto...
You need some water?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. I've transferred my...
Get some water or something, man.
I know. My hostility onto Brian Gumbo. That guy just pisses me off. His face, his suits, he's pissed me off even before my wife died. So how can you say that I'm pissed at him, on account of... my wife dying. And let me tell you something else. Okay, Phil? Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let me tell you something else. He doesn't know a goddamn thing about sports. Go ahead, take your phone calls.
Okay, Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thank you.
I wanted to address the gentleman that's on the radio now. Talking about Brian Gumbel. He is, first of all, I think, being stupid.
I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Because, first of all, you want to let go of your wife dying. It's been 4 years.
Hold on for a minute, son.
What's wrong with him?
He's got a little bit of a... Do you need some more water, Harvey?
Yeah, hold on. The kid's pissing me off.
I'm pissing you off. you're going on and on about some old lady that died. And I mean, I know she's your wife, but...
Some old lady that died. That's a woman that gave me many years of her.
Kid, I think you need a little more sensitivity here, okay? And
well, I don't mean to be cruel about his wife, but he's... What a retard he's being. I was born on a leap day. And
oh, Jesus.
Well, wait a second. I'm 16 years old today, and everybody say to me, oh, bitchin', you're only 4. You know, I mean, the whole thing that I'm trying to say is that your wife, she was old and she died, and that's the way it gotta be.
What?
Your wife was old and died. That's the way it gotta be.
Well, look at kid, because the man's wife was old and because she died doesn't mean that he has to be happy about it.
No, but I think that 4 years you ought to move on. And that's the thing. My grandfather was the same way about my grandmother. All they ever do is talk about it, and then all they ever do is talk about it.
Well, the guy was married to her. You know?
Phil, let me jump in here. This kid has got me so pissed off, I can't even...
Jesus!
Hold on. From Harvey?
Christ. You got me so goddamn pissed off, kid. I gave my wife 4 decades, and we had happiness together. And
yeah, and she died on leap day, and Brian Gumball's an asshole. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? We're talking about whether or not...
Will you let me finish what I'm saying, please?
Yeah, but we're talking about...
Hold on, let him finish.
All right.
My wife gave me 40 years of her life, and for you to sit there and tell me that I ought to get over it. Who the hell are you anyway?
I'm a listener to the talk radio station, and I got the right to have the opinions. That's what I called in about on the show.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying...
Look, the kid is simply saying, get over the fact that, you know, don't get over your wife's death.
Well, that's what he's saying. He says to get over the death of Gladdy.
Well, she was old. She is going to die. Why do old people get upset when they know they're going to die?
You filthy little bastard. You...
Wait a second. Why do...
Hold on.
Look at Harvey Weirman and the people on this radio station ruin a birthday for a kid like me because this is my birthday.
I don't give a sweet Christ if it's your birthday. I'm not interested as to whether or not it's your birthday. I'm talking about the anniversary of my wife dying.
Oh, now he's going to bawl like a baby.
Hold on.
My wife died 4 years ago.
My wife died 4 years ago.
Hold on, kid, okay?
Whatever.
And you...
Take another drink, Harvey.
Hold on for a minute.
What's he drinking? Is he drinking liquor or something?
He's drinking water. He's got a phlegm problem with his throat.
God damn it.
God. So anyway, what's the story, old man? Do you have Alzheimer's disease?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have Alzheimer's disease?
Who's Alzheimer?
Who's Alzheimer?
You never heard of him?
No.
He was a member of the New York Yankees, and he played in a bunch of baseball games, but then he slowly became a retard. And they named retard disease after him.
Alzheimer.
Alzheimer, and this was... What do you mean he slowly became a retard? Is that a comment about me?
I'm just wondering that a lot of old people get Alzheimer's disease.
Are you talking about Alzheimer's disease?
Alzheimer disease? What's that, a disease of his ass? I'm talking...
Alzheimer.
Yeah, what about Alzheimer?
I'm not talking about the part of Al's body. I'm saying Alzheimer's disease. Is that what you're talking about?
Was he a New York Yankee that became a retard?
This stupid asshole of a kid doesn't understand what Alzheimer's is, Phil.
Alzheimer's disease, kid, is a disease that afflicts the elderly sometimes, and sometimes other people. It is a gradation, it is a gradual deterioration, I should say, of one's ability to process information, of one's ability to think, okay?
Named after Alzheimer?
It ain't named after Alzheimer, and there was no New York Yankee that slowly became a retard. Other than Daryl Strawberry. And a lot of the...
Christ, that's a good one, Phil.
Thank you. But I have...
So there wasn't a guy named Alzheimer.
No, there wasn't a guy named Alzheimer. The only New York Yankee that slowly deteriorated from a disease was Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, yeah, all right, not Alzheimer, I'm sorry. Well, who is Al Hyman?
Who?
Al Hyman.
Is this some kind of a crank call or something?
Kid, look, there's no Al Hyman that I know of, all right? Alzheimer's disease is a disease that is a very serious one, and I don't think you ought to be making any jokes about it, all right?
Well, if you keep this old man on the radio broadcast long enough, I'd swear to God that he's got Hyman disease.
Alzheimer disease?
Yeah. Guy named Al, and he had a sister.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
Jesus, where do you get these guys, Henry?
I don't know. I will say this to you, Harvey, with the greatest of respect. I am sorry about your wife passing on 4 years ago. I think you're going to be a lot better off if you don't think about Bryant Gumbel and watch any TV. You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with you?
I'm belching. I had some Chinese food, all right?
Gee, you know, well, thank you very much for having respect for me, Phil. You're eating goddamn Chinese food.
I'm sorry. Will you listen to what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. Just honor the memory of your wife. Be good to the people around you. Forget about Bryant Gumbel. Don't watch the guy on TV. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Don't turn on the TV set and watch him. All of those people, when it's leap day, come on nauseatingly. Okay?
You said that you had Chinese food, though, and that was her favorite meal.
Who?
My wife, you ass. Oh,
I'm sorry, okay? I didn't know that, all right?
Well, you're belching it up on the freaking radio station. And
I'm sorry.
God damn.
I'm sorry. Okay?
All right.
Just forget about Bryant Gumbel or Bryant Gumbo or whatever you want to call him. And every leap day, honor, just every year. I mean, how do you celebrate her birthday? I mean, her birthday. How do you...
It wasn't her birthday.
I know. That's the anniversary, excuse me, the anniversary of her death. How do you celebrate it when it's not leap year?
I don't.
I beg your pardon?
I don't. I only think of it when it's leap day.
You only think of it when it's leap day. So you only celebrate or honor your wife's memory every 4 years?
Well, yeah, she died on leap day. How the Christ am I supposed to remember it if it's not? What the hell's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? You only celebrate it every 4 years.
She died on leap day.
Hayes on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just want to comment to the guy. I'm very sorry about his wife dying. But,
thank you.
She
was a wonderful woman.
I'm sure she was. But my comment to you, you said that you didn't care about anybody's birthday and... You know,
I don't
you
give
thought that everybody should be shot in the ear?
Well, they're all talking about leap day like it's some big thing, you know?
I know, but just the fact that you don't care that it's their birthday, on the same hand, with all due respect, they don't care that your wife died on that day.
Well, what are you trying to say to me? And you might turn your radio down in the background, dear. That's probably confusing you.
Yes. I just...
Thank you, Harvey.
You're welcome.
Go
ahead. I know you're nervous, so you're doing very well.
I do. I really do feel bad about your wife.
Well, I appreciate that
but
very much.
But as far as, you know, Bryant Gumbel goes and everything, he doesn't know this, and he did not, you know.
What about that kid saying that I had Alzheimer's disease?
He was retarded himself.
Well, who
I mean,
this?
He was
Well,
16.
He said that Alzheimer was some New York Yankee that slowly got retarded.
That just shows his unintelligence to the situation.
Yeah, the kid was obviously stupid, And you let him get under your skin, and you shouldn't do that, all right? Especially the cracks he was making about, you know, your wife being old and she should die. That was insensitive stuff. But this woman is saying the same thing that I've been saying and other callers. Give it up. Let go of Bryant Gumbel, and don't make that association. If you watch TV on Leap Day, the anniversary of your wife's death, he's going to be on TV.
Bryant Gumbel never goes away, does he?
No, I guess he just doesn't. He's going to be on TV every year until he croaks.
Well, I hope he dies on Leap Day. You know what I'm saying, lady?
Hold on for a minute. So the kid's called back. What do you want, kid?
Well, I resent very much people saying that I'm a retard, like that lady just done.
Well, you think some guy called Alzheimer. That's not even the name of the disease.
No, I didn't know that, but I'm talking about a disease called Alzheimer's disease.
There's not a disease called Alzheimer's disease. It's called Alzheimer's.
It's called what?
It's called Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's disease.
I was told that Alzheimer was a New York Yankee that slowly got retarded.
By who? One of your friends that thought that was a funny joke, and now you keep repeating it like you know what you're talking about?
Exactly.
One of your friends told you that, right?
Okay, so you're saying there's no guy named Alzheimer?
No.
God damn, man. Chris Sorensen made me look like a motard.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoever Chris Sorensen is. Okay, ma'am, thank you very much. Do you understand, Harvey?
I don't give a sweet crap.
All right, well, thank you for your call anyway, ma'am.
Uh-huh, thanks.
Yeah, whatever.
What a bitter old creep. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Weierman with us. And this young man, and what is your name? Kid, what is your name?
R.C. Collins. I'm in Chatsworth, California.
All right. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm just flabbergasted that you're still allowing this youngster to have access to the airwaves. I mean, at what point
I got the constitutional right to be on the radio.
Sense, your common sense to say you're too insensitive, you're too
I got the constitutional right to be on the radio.
In understanding some other human being's feelings and just disconnect the telephone.
I got the constitutional right to be on the radio, like anybody else.
Of course you do.
Okay.
And you have the constitutional right to hit the disconnect button, sir. I've never heard your program before.
Who are you talking to?
And I would never want to hear your program again. It's just so tasteless.
I got the constitutional right to be.
We heard you already.
And at this point, I now choose to hang up. Because it's tasteless.
I got the constitutional right to be on the... Hello? Hello?
I guess she hung up. And I was getting hot, too, listening to her. Baby.
Constitutional right to...
I couldn't even get in a car, and I had a sitting up on a love seat with my legs hanging down. And 2 nights in a row since I used it, I was able to get in bed, and last night I slept straight through the night. It works wonders. It's like a miracle. meters. It's like a miracle.
Phil Henry.
I couldn't even get in a car, and I had to sleep sitting up on a love seat with my legs hanging down. And two nights in a row since I used it, I was able to get in bed, and last night I slept straight through the night. It works wonders. It's like a miracle. I couldn't even get in a car, and I had to sleep sitting up on a love seat with my legs hanging down.
Phil Henry.